We're starting. It just hurt. Wait, I gotta start the music again. Okay, we're gonna try that again. There we go. It's from you. All right. We are back. We were supposed to record it on Friday, but some things happened.
Free for all Sunday.
Yeah, free for all Fridays with Sip and Ashley on a Sunday. So we were supposed to do it yesterday. We're like, we could do it, but we
kind of,
yeah, we passed out.
Who I'm talking to? This one?
Yes.
Okay.
So welcome, everyone.
Hello, hello, hello. Okay.
Music by District 92.
District 92?
Yeah.
That's where they go by?
Both of them.
Oh.
District 92.
All right. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
We're just going to turn him down.
That's all I got.
That just came to you?
Yeah.
So, what's been going on?
Sorry about that.
Who was that? So, what's been going on? How's your life been?
Life has been kind of eventful. just eventful. We came through it, went through it, gone through it, and yeah, just been eventful pretty much. How about you?
So, life for the doctor. Well, let's start. You know, to all the women out there, and this is my mission now, please get yourselves checked up. Like, take care of yourself, because you know how us women are. We feel like we have to do everything. Sometimes it won't get done if we don't do it. But then we all have to learn how to delegate. And I know for myself, I don't like doing that. I feel like if I can't get the job done myself, nobody can do it. And then if it's done, it won't be good enough. I'll always have something to say.
Yep.
And so I've learned that. And, you know, how our healthcare system is. Okay. So I'm from California and we had Kaiser. Mm-hmm. And Kaiser Hospital, you pretty much go, you make your appointment. Now you can do it online. You don't have to wait for like a specialist to see here and there.
Right.
They just send you to that department at the hospital.
On a certain floor.
On a certain floor, right. Yeah. You have to do labs. Oh, that's in the basement. Or yeah. That's the first floor or the third floor or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the only time.
It's very convenient.
Right. The only time you need to actually be transferred is if that facility doesn't have beds. So they might transfer you to another Kaiser facility that has like the operating, the OR, the beds you need, the recovery room, stuff right. like that. Because some are not equipped
right
like that. But when you go to regular states, we're in the state of Nevada, you know,
yes.
And I'm sure where there's not a Kaiser,
uh-huh.
you have to find a primary care that's within your network now.
Yeah.
And then like my issue, my leg was hurting. It was really tight. And I'd had like some allergic reaction before in January and I got that fixed and it was similar to the same, the same symptoms.
Yeah.
But this time it was like a really tight muscle. And I'm like, you know, I've injured my leg before, way before, and had broken veins and everything. So I'm thinking, oh, babe, it's a blood clot. It's a blood clot. And he's like, no, it's not a blood clot. You know, you're a hypochondriac. And we'll talk about that later. But I'm like, no, it has to be it. That has to be it. So my leg is getting tighter and tighter and stuff. And so I'm like, well, I need to make an appointment. So, you know, you have to make an appointment with your primary care person, and they have to look you over and do all this stuff, take blood, and then they send it to the lab, and then you have to wait. If something comes up, then they say, hey, I'm going to send you over to a specialist. Yeah. Then you have to go to a specialist where you pay another copay.
Right.
That's, you know, probably like between $30 and $40.
Right.
And you know, being married to an educator, that the benefits used to be great, but
yeah,
not anymore. So then, you know, now you have to see a specialist. By that time, you'll be dead already.
Yeah.
So what happened to me was I, you know, I was in the shower. First of all, you guys, I can't stress enough how we need to stay natural and, you know, do our vitamin D, our zinc, our magnesium,
yeah,
which we've been doing, which I think it has been like really good for me, especially for my heart. You know, I can't stress those enough. So I took, you know, knowing that I knew I had some kind of blockage or blood clots or something, because your body just knows, you know, if you're in tune with your body, your energy, you know it. And I couldn't ignore it for too much longer. And so I took black seed oil, you know, because that's also supposed to be good for circulation, which it is, like omega-3, you know, the fish oils and stuff.
A lot of essential oils and vitamins, yeah, are in that oil.
Right. Yeah. So I took that, you know, and then I took it in the morning, and then I got into the shower, and before I could get out the shower good, that's when I had the shortness of breath. And I was like, oh, okay, no pain now. No pain, no dizziness, just like I had just finished running a marathon.
Yeah.
Which I don't do. So, you know, I'm like, oh my God, something is wrong. Like, I gotta go in. And so we go in. Long story short, told the kids, hey, you know, son had to drive me to the hospital because Mr. Sippy had already left. And so I have like emergency surgery and they remove blood clots, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm just thinking, like, what if I would have done like all of that stuff and as far as I go to the primary care, get mm-hmm. blood work,
yep,
wait for that. And then, you know, if they see something, oh, okay, well, because I didn't have shortness of breath or anything. I was still getting around. Oh no, we need to, you know, see about this and then get the specialist. I would not have gotten the care that I needed.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying for you guys, wait to the last minute. Don't do that. But listen to your body.
Right.
You know, but something has to be done about our healthcare system, because we pay too much out of our checks. And then, you know, we don't even get the full coverage.
No.
So what gets me is, so they put me on this this blood thinner, right? That is the same blood thinner that also made the jabs. Well, because since people have had the jabs, they've also had more blood clots.
Right.
And so for myself, I've had old injuries in my leg, and plus my profession, I sit down. And you know, and then it can be stressful as a parent, because when you do all this stuff for your kids, you're tired, you don't have the energy to get up and go walk around, which we should be doing.
Yeah.
So that was my fault. I yeah. take full responsibility for that.
Yeah.
But my thing is, so two women came in on two different occasions. Mind you, the first time I'm out of breath, and they're telling me, you know, they send me, you know, through all these tests and everything. Well, up front it'll be $1,500. but I have insurance. Yeah, your insurance only pays 50%. I'm like, okay, no, put me on a payment plan. And then so after surgery, a different lady comes in, tries to get me to pay like almost $3,000. Again, your insurance almost only pays 50%. So when I talk to the doctors and they're like, oh yeah, we got, you know, the large ones, but there's still some there. I feel like they only got 50%. What if my insurance would have paid 100? Would they have gotten it all? Yeah. Because they could have gotten them all.
They were already there.
They're already hanging out. Like, hey, we're here. You gonna pull us out or what?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the ones that they got out, they were all able to be sucked out, because I know there are some, like my dad has some, and his are so big, they're not able to be pulled out. And they're saying that he has to be on, you know, his blood thinners for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
And so mine were a little different because they were still able to be pulled out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so hopefully they're not like the died suddenly clots.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But the insurance, why do we pay for this if we can't even get the proper treatment?
Not the proper treatment, get fully covered.
Get fully covered,
like,
right.
What's the purpose of insurance if that's the reason why you pay the insurance, so you can be fully covered when you do go to a hospital, you go to an ER, whatever it is, you expect to be fully covered. Like, if that's the case, the money that you're spending on per year, just save that money for emergency bills or something. Because you're paying $200 to $300 per check each month. So what's the point?
Right. And then, yeah. What should I have gotten Aflac for that to help pay for some of that?
And that's more money.
And that's more money that you don't have. And now, now they want you to do all of these genetic tests to see what's going on, and that's going to exclude me or anyone from getting life insurance now.
But
because now you're a red flag. Now you can't even insure your life.
Well, it doesn't even make sense to even have all these tests done, genetic tests. They weren't doing all these genetic tests in 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago when you went into the ER.
Well, people weren't having all these issues 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. People weren't having all these issues.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was scary, you know, but it's just sad, because had I gone the proper way and gone through, you know, the primary care person and then gone through this, I probably would still be waiting right now.
Yeah, because they don't run the test on you, and because the only thing that, because if you would have gone to like a regular primary, only thing they would have done, listen to your lungs, check you out, visually checked you out, and listen. That's it. They don't have the equipment in these places, these primary places, or even blood places, to see or to look inside of you.
So like I would have to.
So you
quest diagnostic.
You would even then that's just blood work.
And they have to send it off, right?
That's just blood work. They don't have the equipment to look into it, like, you know, like the scans and stuff, to look into your body and visually see what's there.
And and I just remember, because stuff keeps coming back to me, like when I said, and my left leg is tight, like up here, you know, I want to know what's going on in there. And they're like, oh, okay, we're gonna order a ultrasound, you know, for the leg. And I'm like, yeah, had I not said anything, who knows if they would have done it.
Right.
You know, it's like, you have to advocate for yourself.
Yeah.
You have to. And like, and then what were they were saying, like, okay, do you suffer from anxiety and stuff? I'm like, oh, I can be a bit of a hypochondriac at times, but no. And then the guys, that's not what I asked. Like, oh, now you're getting an attitude with me?
Yeah.
Like, and then they put all this stuff on your file that doesn't even belong there. Like, I saw traumatic brain injury. Like, I'm sorry, I don't have one of those.
Right.
You know, like, you have to be aware of what they're doing. And then when you check into the hospital, so they check me in. They
Which is
did
very easy.
Right. They did my procedure. Everything went well. I'm breathing like at 100%, you know, capacity now. And so, you know, they had me on like the little blood thinners or whatever. Like, well, we just want to monitor that after we pull it out, you know, to see, you know, if you're going to bleed or whatnot, you know, like if you need more stitches or something. I'm like, okay, that's fine. I understand that. But had we not been pestering the nurses, like, hey, when are they going to take this out? Hey, when are they going to do this? Hey, it's like, I don't think anything would have gotten done. And we had some really good people, you know, on different shifts. You got to watch the different shifts, because some shifts, we had one shift and they weren't all that cool, mm-hmm. you know? And then you have some nurses that are so into the establishment that believe everything, the CDC, FDA, and all that stuff, believe it like it's the Bible, you know, where they don't even consider like a naturopath doctor or whatnot, you know, chiropractic, oh, those aren't real people,
yeah.
you know, so.
It's easy to check into a hospital, hard to check out.
Yes.
You can't check out on your own time.
Finally, they came in, they pulled it out, and then we're like, okay. And then they're like, oh, well, you need another test for your heart. Like, okay, look, I can't afford that. I'm already at 3,000. You got me in ICU, and that cost is running up per day. Yeah. So that's like $20,000 right there.
Yeah.
You know, like you guys are just milking the insurance companies for whatever you can. And really, they've already said no. And so now we got to pay the rest of it.
Out of pocket.
Out of pocket.
Yeah.
And then if you don't pay, they'll put a lien on your house when you try to sell it. And they'll get their money one way or another. And that's how they're doing the elderly. You know, they're going after the elderly now. So when their children go to sell their assets or their home, everything gets seized because they have to get paid first. I mean, this system is not for you.
No.
At all. And I think it started way back with Rockefeller when he took over the medical industry and named what we call now is alternative medicine, which he gave it that name to give it like make it a bad influence on medicine. You know, like, oh, you're doing alternative medicine.
Because Big Pharma was
right.
at its infancy.
Right.
You had to go against like natural healing, natural medicine stuff. And we as a people, we fell into that blindness of it. And so we believe all our medicine here in the States are the best medicine in the world. You know, but all the medicine that we have here in the States is just a Band-Aid over what the true ailment is.
But they make the majority of our meds in China.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying the drugs and stuff, like there are things around this world. There's also an herb or something for everything too. But we are not given that opportunity to take those.
And we're told, and just like the ivermectin, oh, that's the horse paste. You know, and now either the CDC or FDA, they have to go back and take all that misinformation off because of a lawsuit. And, you know, we've been told to take all these meds and we are not even doing what our ancestors taught us. So all that stuff got lost.
It got lost, or people just started believing in Western medicine.
And if you look back, like our grandparents and their parents, our great grandparents, first of all, people of color were not allowed in a hospital, so they had to take care of themselves. But if you go back further, people use herbs, they use things from the earth to heal the body. I believe that, well, it's being so ruined now. There's a cure for everything, but now you can't even say cure. Because that's against the law, against the rules, against the boards.
It goes against the pharma.
And you know, now they want to take, well, during the COVID era, they were trying to take doctors' licenses away because they weren't going that way. They weren't following, you know, everything, what they were saying. No, you give them remdesivir. I can't even say that word. You give them this, you give them that. When it's like, no, if I give them so many units of vitamin D, if I give them zinc, if I give them this and that, that can also be a cure and save people.
Yeah, but naturally.
Naturally, but it doesn't.
With very little side effects.
Very little, right.
Like diarrhea.
Diarrhea, and that's to get the toxins out your body.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, it's, we have to wake up. Like, being in this situation, I mean, I think had it not happened so quickly, because I could have died, you know, even though that was the last thing on my mind, like, had it not happened, I don't think that I would have gotten the help that I needed.
Yeah.
You know, I would have to go to this doctor, go to that clinic. And each time I'm going, I'm paying a copay.
And
it's getting worse. And it's moving closer and closer to my heart or to my brain.
Right.
Like, you know, who knows? But it's life-changing. And to all the women out there, we got to take care of ourselves first, so then we can help take care of the family, the babies, the husband. You know, for husbands out there, same goes for you. You got to take care of yourselves first, because you have to take care of the wife, the babies, you know? Like, it's equal. You guys have to take care of each other.
Yeah.
And also, I was reading, stress can also cause blood clots. So,
yeah.
I mean, there are a number of things, and not to mention what they're putting in our food as well.
Yeah.
You know, that's not even against the law. Half our food that we eat in America is banned in Europe.
Especially the sweets.
Oh, God.
Cereals.
The cereals, the meat, the chicken. They can't even eat our chicken.
Kit Kat tastes different over there.
Yeah, everything tastes different. Everything tastes
and that's,
different.
And that's what's weird about it. A lot of the, like the candy bars and stuff, a lot of the ingredients are illegal overseas. But they change the ingredients here in America. You know, they keep all that bad stuff. Like, if it's banned, you're making a special batch of Reese's Pieces over there in Europe, but you can't make the same batch for the United States. Like, if it's legal in Europe, why can't it be illegal here in the U.S.? Like, why can't you just have the same formula throughout?
Right.
If it's banned somewhere else, everybody should. So if somebody come from Europe and then they come to the United States and get a Reese's Piece Buttercup, it should taste the same to them. Like, they shouldn't be like, oh, this tastes way different from how it is where we live.
So,
like, just have the same formula throughout.
And also what I've noticed, like, we've been watching 90 Day Fiancé, right? I haven't watched it.
Correct.
And that. Mr. Sippy, you know, he's in here with me, taking care of me. So he just happens to glance at it every now and then. So anyway, yeah. I noticed that the people that are from the foreign countries, like, after over a course of time, you know, during the shooting, you see them gaining weight that they didn't have before.
Yeah.
And it's all in their waist area, you know, and it's attacking our gut. And we have so many issues with our stomach, with our gut health, like all the enzymes and all that stuff. And the, you know, we have to take probiotics over here to try to get the little good bacteria working again.
Right.
You know, because all of our stuff, it's killing it off. And when that gets killed off, it just leaves us open to everything.
Yes.
You know, not to mention that winter is doing overtime. So we haven't been able to get sun. When's the last time we had sun? You know, vitamin D is vital, and it's also a natural blood thinner, but the doctors won't tell you that. They want you to be on this patented blood thinner for the rest of your life, so it can basically shut down your body.
Shut down your whole system.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. So, I mean, it was a learning experience. It was a real learning experience, and Like, we have to do better. Yeah. We have to do better. We have to, as for as long as we can, we got to try to grow our own food. I'm going to start because I heard, please correct me if I'm wrong. In Oregon, the state of Oregon, they are going after people that just have like, if they're dairy farmers, but they only have like 2 cows. So that's for their family.
Yeah.
You know, they're going after people like that. People like me that have chickens. You know, if you just have 1 or 2 little chicks and they're saying, oh no, you're considered to be a farm. Like, what? You know, and then the people that have their own private wells on their property for water, they're going after them saying you can't water your vegetables.
That doesn't make any sense.
You know, so I feel like slowly we're being cut off. Back in 2021, the guy in Mexico was like, you guys collect your seeds, get your seeds together.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to be able to do that. And it's turning out to be true.
Here we are.
You know, you got Gates buying up all this farmland and China. You know, like you have all this stuff happening. And it's, we are nothing but consumers. So what are we supposed to do? And now you see all of the 99-cent stores, because inflation and everything is so expensive. People are going to the 99-cent stores, the Dollar Tree, all that stuff to get cheap food. You know, you got to feed your family. Now those stores are being closed down.
Right. So what are you supposed to do when that happens?
Right, because you could at least at the 99-cent store get like some produce. At least get that. Don't know where it came from. But, you know, you could at least get some kind of green in your life.
Yeah.
And
at a cheaper price.
At a cheaper price. And now it's going away. So it's like our health is under attack.
They don't care about. They want to capitalize on everything.
Yeah.
They want to monetize what you do, what you eat. If they shut down the 99-cent stores, what do you have left that's like going to be cheap for you to go to?
Right.
Only place you can go to is a supermarket where they already hiking up the prices on everything that you get.
And what does Brandon keep saying? You guys, if you know who I'm talking about, Brandon, let's go, Brandon. What is he saying? There's going to be food shortages because now the bird flu is coming out. So, and it might be able to jump from animal to person and all this stuff, and then person to person. So it's like we're starting over this scamdemic all over again, and they are attacking the food. You know, I always hear Ted Cruz say, they're trying to take our beef. They can't take our beef away. I'm like, what is that crazy dude talking about? But now I see it.
Yeah.
They're really trying to take away all these cow farms. They're being like, they're under attack. They're catching fire.
But when he's saying, they, I mean, just talking about
himself,
fellow, yeah,
his fellow colleagues,
right?
Right.
So they're the ones that's doing all of this.
So I don't know, you guys. It's the American dream. I don't know what happened, but it's definitely not looking well, especially for health. Yeah. And I can't stress that enough. You know,
get yourself checked out regularly.
Get yourself checked out. Go to a naturopath. Do a body scan. Make sure your lungs are good.
Do blood work. I mean, there are a lot of things on like Groupon that you can go to just so you won't have to go to a doctor. That little $40-$50 that you pay someone just to scan certain areas, sonograms. It's worth it because they'll find things, and then you can go the holistic path to get rid of it. You know, if push comes to shove, then you can go to the doctor to get the medical portion of it removed or whatnot with the information that you have. But as a healthy person, you can take the natural steps to keep the natural vitamins in your system, which everybody needs. Because at some point, a lot of people are lacking the vitamins, essential vitamins that they need in their body. Like we already know that we're lacking vitamin D. That's That's a given. People are out in the sun getting the natural sunlight as they should. The people aren't grounding as much as they should. We're wearing rubber shoes a lot of times. You're not walking outside on the grass. You're not grounding yourself. So it's natural things that you can do to help heal your body so it can last long and take care of you longer so you can be here longer. So, yeah, just do those things. And keep it pushing.
And look at that. So we're looking at current events. And it's saying tens of thousands of live salmon fell off a truck in Oregon and into a creek. What's going to happen? How do these trucks just fall over? Right. How do these trains just explode and then leave all these poisonous fumes in the air? It's almost as if
seems like it's being planned.
Right. You know? I mean, and then you have, like, aside from all of that, you have more men that are trying to compete in women's sports as women. You know, I mean, what's going on here?
That's a different topic.
It is. I mean, but things are going on so much, like from health to mental health, mm-hmm. to things that we just, it's quite depressing. And I really feel like if we have more positive vibes, more happiness going on, the establishment doesn't want that. They don't want you to be happy.
Yeah.
Happy slaves aren't good. That's unheard of. You know, what do they say? Once you learn how to read, you're no longer a slave. You're not good anymore.
Yeah.
Because they can't keep the wool over your eyes.
Right.
And what's happening? So many children are not reading. You know, they're on their devices. And that has a lot to do with health as well.
It has a lot to do with health and mental health.
Right.
They're not getting what they need. I guess we have this discussion every week just about too, to where little kids shouldn't be on devices. It'll hurt them in the long run more so than help them. Yes, it seems cool to have a device that has, like, it's happening with the ABCs, it's happening with the colors and all that. Yeah, that's good and all, but it's also frontal lobe mental stimulation, which they can't handle. That type of stimulation need to be gradually evolved or gradually introduced throughout life. Not when they're 2 years old or 3 years old or even 8, 9, 10 years old. Like, they should still be using flashcards. Like,
right.
The old school method of learning your colors and learning your shapes and your numbers and all that should be old school.
But there should be a person there with you. And, you know, parents, well, I don't have time to do that. Well, you know what? In the lower socioeconomic homes, why are you having children? If you can't afford yourself, don't have any babies.
I don't think that the economy of where you are, as far as like middle class, upper class, lower class, or whatever, I don't think that has an effect. I don't think that matters. I think because even rich people are giving their kids devices at a young age to still have them
problems. To keep them out of their hair.
So,
but they have nannies at least that could work with them.
Yeah, but they still going to give them devices because they think it's going to help them. I don't think no social, wherever you are on the social ladder, it doesn't matter. It's all about the willpower you have in order to help your child succeed. And that's what you want. You don't want to raise a child that's not going to be successful in life. That's every parent's hopes, hopefully, you know, that they want that child to be more successful than them and to be more progressive and also add to the society, but not take away from it. And I don't think any part of that social, wherever you are on the social ladder, doesn't matter. It all has to do with the willpower of yourself. You have to take an extra step to do
so that. You're saying stop being lazy parents,
yeah.
and actually do something with your children.
Right.
You know.
And stop letting, and don't let technology raise your child.
And see, these children are getting so exposed to this bad stuff.
Too much too soon. And a lot of parents just give their kids a phone and not expect them to go wandering around on it. There are apps that you can use. If you're going to give your child a phone, at least limit the time. Limit the things that they're going to see on your phone and different things like that. There are settings on phones that will keep a child on one place or on your phone. But some parents give their kids the phone and let them have free range. And while they have your phone and while you're sleeping or you're not busy, you don't know what they're doing, what they're being exposed to.
YouTube. So wait, so we can have our kids be exposed to whatever on YouTube, to whatever on Instagram, or, well, Facebook is for old people now. But TikTok, well, kids are getting exposed to stuff on TikTok too.
Yeah.
But the Senate or the House or whatever, they passed a bill to ban TikTok as well. And I feel like, you know, as far as the taking the phones away from the kids, sometimes you have to do that. We have teenagers. Our younger teenager, he probably will never see his phone.
Ever again.
because of how he reacts to electronics. You know, our older one, we take his phone. And I think a lot of parents feel like they can't do that or they don't have that power anymore. But they don't realize that these kids are getting addicted to, and it's more than just the content, it's the radiation that the phones are giving off, you know, that fuzzy feeling. They're getting addicted to that. It's comforting.
Yeah.
You know, kids aren't making friends anymore. I've had so many young people tell me that, you know, they're having trouble, the kids are toxic, you know, and plus they're confused as it is because, and I don't get that about the genders and all that stuff, like, this still goes along with the health, with the mental health, with everything, because all that causes stress. You know, the suicide rates are up. Like, where are the parents? Like, what are you doing? You cannot be afraid to turn that off, to delete these kids' Instagram accounts. You cannot be afraid of that. Because they are suffering mentally, and it's going to cause other health problems.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even I read an article when kids hold the iPads and stuff in their laps, it hurts the ovaries of the girls and the sperm counts for the boys. You know, I mean, there's just a whole bunch of stuff that's going on that nobody wants to talk about.
A lot of research that people can read to find out more about it.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I tell you, after having my run in with the healthcare system and my health issues, like, we already knew, but going through it, it really opened your eyes.
Yeah.
And I really don't think that, you know, people are like, oh, you're a Republican, oh, you're a Democrat. I think somebody said it perfectly. Some of them are good. You know, some of them have, you know, your best interest at hand. Some of them. But the majority probably don't. And the ones that don't, I feel like on either your red or blue, they both serve the same evil God. You know?
Yeah.
And then they try to throw Christianity up in there for people, you know, that claim to be religious or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know, to fool them even more. But I don't know where it's all heading. All I can say is we have to take care of ourselves because nobody else will.
Right. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Doctor. Nobody else will. So it's so scary.
Very.
It's, you know, like, and then getting back again to me, had I followed the rules and what I need to do and stuff like that, it's so scary out there.
Yeah.
And then to know that there are some people that can't even afford, you know, the treatment or anything, like, that's scary.
Yeah.
And we think about the elderly with the gap, because my parents are telling me about their Medicare gap where they have to pay so much money. Yeah. Like this blood thinner stuff, it was $100 for like a 30-day supply. And I'm going to need 6 refills until this stuff is gone. Like, what if I'm not able to pay for that?
That's correct.
You know, like, what if we had to buy cat food to eat? Like, I'm taking it back to good times. What? You know what I mean? Like, what if we
buy cat food
or dog food to eat? Because
I'm sorry, but I'm going in grocery stores and stealing stuff before I do that.
You know, like, or we could try to grow, but that takes a while.
That takes a while, and that's seasonal.
And that's seasonal, so we have to learn. We have to learn how to farm again.
You see the thing about learning how to is it cultivate?
Yeah.
Is that you also got to learn how to preserve what you have.
Right.
Like during the winter months, what do? You grow out, so it's like you got to grow stuff for the summer to prepare for winter and fall.
Do we know how to do that?
No, no, I don't think so. And that's one of the things that people have to learn. You know, are we going to be good at pickling our vegetables, or how do we conserve them for the summer months when we need something, when we can't grow anything? You know, how are we going to preserve cucumbers or tomatoes and all this stuff when we need them during the winter months or during the fall months? Or when winter goes over the time frame in which it should be. Because we're still having winter weather now. It's right. 40 degrees outside. Like, that's cold. It should be like 70 almost. You know, so some of these things we have to learn how to do and figure out how to do it ourselves, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it's depressing, but I think if we come together, we can do it. And that's the thing.
Will we come together, though?
Coming together.
Yeah.
Because you still have people divided by, oh, I don't like them because of their color. I read so many comments about how people just assume stereotypes of people of African descent, people of European descent, people of Mexican descent, like, so many, like,
yeah.
And our emotions are being used against us. You know, like, we are really, they're using our emotions. And I think that's how they get people to, or nations to go into war a lot.
Yeah.
You know, by getting them emotionally charged.
Yeah. Little lady.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna stop because you
exactly
you're getting distracted.
So, you know, I mean, so we're being ruled by our emotions.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying that there's no women that have been starting wars. So, and they're saying that women are more emotional than men, but I don't know about that. Of course, that's a discussion for Hot Girl Wednesday. Yeah. But anyway,
right,
you know, but our emotions are being hijacked and we're not being able to think clearly. And it's also because of what we're eating. I've always heard, like, if you want to become one and really channel your energy, then you're going to have to stop eating meat, do a more plant-based thing, or do some chicken broth or something like that, because it gets out the toxins. And
is chicken broth plant-based? Would that be considered?
It's chicken. It's chicken.
I know, but it's still chicken, even though, because you got to boil the chicken in that water in order to get the broth. So are you still, that's chicken broth. Is that still considered to be vegan?
They have to use vegetable broth. But yeah. What kind of vegetables are you boiling to get the broth?
I don't know. You just boiling it in the juices.
Yeah.
I don't
know. So, I mean, I feel like everything is being hijacked. Our emotions, our thoughts.
If you let it, especially if you watch the news 24/7, stuff like that, it can hijack your mind.
And
because they're only going to show you what they want you to see.
When we were in the hospital, the only thing that was on TV was just like nonsense. There was no, like, I think I found the History Channel or the Unexplained or something like that. But
even in those cases, they're still not going to show you stuff that's going to go against them. Like, it might be some people that say, oh, they have machines that can make rain clouds. Isn't this awesome? But they're not going to tell you the side effects of that machine making rain clouds. What are some of the effects on the planet of these machines that make these rain clouds?
What are some of the effects? Well, let's look at our weather right now. Because if they do it too much, we can have landslides. And I know there have been some recent earthquakes. So all of that stuff. I mean, I don't like to be controlled. I don't want to be in a controlled situation.
No, she doesn't.
What? What is that supposed to mean? You don't either.
It's great. You don't like to be controlled.
You don't either. No one likes to be controlled.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
My mind is too strong for that.
Yep, it is.
And so is yours.
Yes, it is.
So
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Yeah. So, I mean, but I just feel like everything is being hijacked, from our personal rights to grow our own little garden to our emotions, so we can, you know, feel like we there's a need for us to get into these wars, to what we need to buy as consumers. Like, everything is being hijacked.
Yeah.
All of these advertisements, just everything. So I don't know, guys, but that was my take.
That's our rant for today.
Yeah, that's our rant. We should have done it on Friday. The doctor's rant. But I think it all ties together because we're all seeing the changes. I don't know how it is in other countries. I don't know. So, you know, if you guys are willing to tell me, then chime in.
Right.
You know, if you have something to say, email me. We'll put it on that parking lot, and we will circle back to it.
Right, as always.
You know, so yeah, but that was my thing. So, bottom line is, take care of yourself before this happens. Watch your stress levels, because that's so important.
Yeah.
When you have high stress levels, it can ruin everything. You know, just knowing that stress can cause all types of ailments, from blood clots to cancers to immune deficiency disorders. Like, if you're stressed, because I've been stressed from a job before, and I was sick and I couldn't get well until, you know, I had to leave. So don't think that you have to stay in a position like that. Dig into your creativity. You're distracting me.
Who?
Dig into your creativity and wait. And find your way. You know, be like your own personal little grocery store. Work together with your neighbors. Do we even talk to our neighbors anymore?
Nope.
We don't even talk to our neighbors anymore. So just find your people. That's all I could say.
Yeah.
And remember, life is too freaking short.
Play
I know
hard.
That personally. And so do you.
Yeah.
We've all had run-ins. So just be aware of your surroundings and love yourself, love your family, take care of each other, and don't put it off. Don't say that you're going to travel and do stuff when you retire, because you may not make it. You need to live, prepare for the future, but you need to do stuff now as well. Life is not a rehearsal. It's the final show. What do you have to say, Mr. Sippy? Because we're ending.
That's all, folks. Follow me on Mr. Sippy 702 at Instagram.
And you can follow me. Go to my website, positiveecs.com. Link up with me there. If you follow me on Twitter, I'm going to be saying some crazy stuff. I just want to warn you right now. Instagram, I try to have a little fun, but, you know, I might announce our shows and everything. Facebook, I really don't. I sometimes I have a little fun on there too, but hey, we don't have fun, you know. We have to try to stay positive some kind of way. But anyway, if you ever want to talk about something, you're too afraid, just email me. Go to my website. You can find everything there. Thank you for listening, and we will check you out later.
Bye.
I don't know where he's going. Where are you going? Oh, he's thirsty. All right, guys. Bye.